打开罗马书第一章。
Now we turn again to Romans chapter one.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter one.
我们已经用了两次的时间思想这个由于信以至于信。
We expounded for two sessions from faith to faith.
我们今天要再念这几节的圣经。
We're just continuing to read these few verses of the Bible in chapter
one. 罗马书第一章。
Chapter one.
我们再从第十六节念到第十七节。
Again, reading from verse 16 to 17.
一同开声来读。
Together.
一、二、三。我不以福音为耻。这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利人。因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。因为这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith. As it is written, he who through faith is righteous shall live.
我们一同再读第十七节一次。一、二、三。因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这福音是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。我们读经就到这个地方。
We stop the reading here.
再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray again.
上帝啊，我感谢你，是你把你的话启示，我们才有信的可能。是你把你的恩典赐下，我们才有明白的可能。是你把你的圣灵赐下，我们才有进入真理的可能。求主你赐福你的仆人，无论将地犯一地，被你的灵高住高过，愿主你伸手托住他们，你自己的能力覆庇他们，你的爱充满他们，你自己的光照耀他们，给他们把你的真理传讲的时候，无折扣地使我们进入对真理明白的可能里面。主，求主你吩咐撒旦远远离开这个地方，因为他在你里面原则毫无所有。求主给我们饥渴慕义的心，给我们悟性的灵，给我们智慧来吸收明白你所要对我们讲的话。奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿门。在第一次提到由于信以至于信的时候
，The first time when you mentioned from faith to faith，
我们是从方法论来看这一个伟大的原则到底包含怎么样的。
We approach on the as a perspective of a methodology how it includes in this principle。
这是全本圣经的原则。
That is the principle of the whole Bible。
这是神所用的方法。
And also the method whereby God used。
有许多人说我不能信。
A lot of people say I cannot believe。
因为这件事我没有看见。
Because I do not see this thing。
因为这件事我不能明白。
Because I cannot understand。
这件事我没有经历过。
Because I'm not experienced。
因为这件事我找不到证明。
Because I cannot find the evidence。
这是我们用普通的方式来决定我们对主的信仰的困难。
So we this is difficulty lies in the fact that we use ordinary method to understand the gospel of God。
其实我们深深的思想研究这四种通常反对基督教信仰的方法的时候
，If we were to study very deeply about this four method they use to oppose the word of God，
这四件事连在普通的事上都是行不通的。
And in the world, this four methodology cannot be used，
因为我们实实在在相信了许多我们根本没有看见过的。
Because truly we only believe many things that we do not see。
你相信了许多根本你想不通的事。
And also many things that we believe that but we can understand。
你相信了许多从来你没有找到证据的事情。
Also we believe many things whereby we cannot find evidence。
你更相信了许许多多你未曾经历过的事。
And even more things that you believe but you never experience。
但在普通的事情上你就这样让它溜过去。
But in the worldly thing you just let this thing go。
当到对神的信仰的时候你就把它认真提出来。
But when it's the faith of God you're so serious about it。
不但如此，这些方法里面还有很大的错误。
Also there are many mistakes in this methodology。
因为你先相信，如果你看见了，看见会跳到变成信心。
Because you first believe that if I were to see, I would have faith。
这是根本不可能的事情。
This is impossible。
所以圣经里面看见有的人见了，他还是不信。
And that's why the Bible says that some who see, yet they do not believe。
有的人听见知道了，照样不信。
And some who heard and understand, yet do not believe。
有的人已经把证据给他看了，还是不信。
And for others, they have been given the evidences, yet they do not believe。
耶稣基督叫拉撒路从死里复活的时候
，When Jesus rose Lazarus from death，
这是历史上对生命的大能 最伟大的明证。
And this is the greatest evidence of life from God.
从来没有个人死了四天，有人用全能把他叫起来。
No one has ever been dead for four days yet. People use the power to raise him from dead.
这不是证明是什么呢？
Isn't that an evidence?
他们有了证明，他们就信了吗？
But with the proof, do they believe?
他们不但没有信，而且他们就决定要把耶稣杀死。
Not only that they did not believe, they decided on that day to kill Jesus Christ.
神看他的心看得最透。
So God sees man's heart through and through.
神真正知道我们在他面前的反应是诚实或者不是诚实。
And He truly knows that whether our response before Him is honest or not.
今天许多人对主恩典的抗拒。
Today people are resisting the grace of God.
今天有许多人对主的救赎的这个拒绝。
And also to the salvation of God they reject it.
是根本没有理由的。
But there's no reason for that.
我们所制造的借口。
And also the kind of excuses we manufacture.
表示我们的人心门是对。神关闭起来。
It is only by the sword that our doors to God is shut.
但为什么我们的心门是向撒旦开起来？
Why is that our door of our heart is open to Satan?
为什么有许多的事情你不明白你就这样接受呢？
Why is there many things we don't understand yet we accept it?
因为我们的心向神关着，向撒旦打开来。
Because our heart to God is closed to Satan, it is open.
这不是知识的问题。
This is not a problem of knowledge.
这是心灵的问题。
But the problem of spirituality.
这不是经历的问题。
Not a problem.
这是心灵。心灵的问题
not a, it's a question of
这不是证据的问题
not a question of evidence,
这是心灵的问题
but a question of spirituality,
根本也不是眼见的问题
and also not a problem of sight,
这是心灵的问题
but also the heart,
人的心已经离开神
because man's heart departing from God far away,
人对神的事总是关着门
and man is closed to God in the heart,
人对撒旦的事总是开着门
and the things of Satan are open in the heart,
当你请一个人去赌博的时候
when you invite a person to gamble,
他里面问你说为什么要赌博
then they may ask what's my gamble.
有什么证据告诉我我赌博是对的？
Are there any evidence so that it's right for me to gamble?
给我明白看见了这个好处我才去赌博。
Let me understand and see the good of gambling, then I'll gamble.
没有的。
No.
他们是不问知识，不问证据，他马上就去了。
They won't ask for understanding or evidence, and they go gambling.
所以这是心灵的问题，不是知识的问题。
So this is a problem of the heart, not a problem of knowledge.
第一次我们谈到由于信以至于信是圣经的原则。
So that was the first time we see it from faith to faith, the principle of the Bible.
不是由于知以至于信。
It's not from understanding and then we believe.
不是由于见以至于信。
Not from seeing that we believe.
不是由经历以至于信。
Not from experiences that we believe.
乃是由于信以至于信。
But rather, it's from faith to faith.
不但如此，我们方法论的中原则看见，因为这个真正的信心就产生了知识。
And also from the principle methodology, we know that this true faith will produce understanding.
所以是由于信以至于知。
So it's from faith to understanding,
由于信得到证明
from faith to be proven,
由于信经历所信的
from the faith that you experience what you believe,
这是圣经的总原则
that is the principle of Bible.
在第二次我讲这个由于信以至于信的时候
the second time we preach on from faith to faith,
我们是从人类的两个代表来看关系的问题了
we see from the two representatives of mankind about the relationship,
the relationship of the representative of mankind and our lives.
那是从我们人类两个代表以及我们生命之间的关系。
耶稣基督与我们的关系是怎么样的
？The relationship of Christ Jesus with us, what kind of relationship is that?
亚当与我们的关系是怎么样
？And what kind of relationship Adam has with us?
亚当是人类的这个代表。
The Adam is a representative of mankind.
基督是人类的第二个代表。
And also Jesus Christ is the second representative of mankind.
我没有办法脱离我与亚当的这个自然的关系。
There's no way for me to severe my relationship with Adam naturally.
我可以不认识他
I may not know him
我可以不承认他
I may not acknowledge him
我可以不愿意接受他
I may not accept him
但你不能否认的就是你是第一个人跟第一个女人结合生下来的最后那个果子
But there is no way for you to severe this understanding that you are the product of the marriage between the first mankind and the first woman
除非你再结婚
Unless you get married again,
那么你就不能再把另外一个生命的果子再传下去。
If not, you cannot give the fruit of another person.
所以亚当夏娃是人类的代表。
So Adam and Eve is the representative for mankind.
在神的面前，亚当夏娃代表了你，代表了我。 也带了败坏了全世界所有的罪人。
Before God, this Adam and Eve represented you and I and the whole humankind in the world.
亚当夏娃犯罪抵挡神的结果。
And also the result for them to go against God, to sin against God.
就生下了犯罪的人的后代。
And they gave birth to those descendants who are sinners.
亚当对神的不顺从。
And also the disobedient Adam to God.
就使我们成为不顺从之人的子孙。
And because of that, we are the descendants of the one who is disobedient.
亚当废弃了神与他所立的约。
And because he also renounced the covenant between him and God.
就是我们成为世有的人，那些失信的后代。
And also we are the one who are not honored or obedient to the covenant.
我以为我自己犯罪，我才被称为罪人。
It is not necessary that because we sin ourselves, we become sinners.
相反的，我们罪人的代表有罪性，我们因他的代表，我们就在罪的这个范围里。
But because the sinful nature of the one whoSin as our representative, and that's why we have the sinful nature. So Adam's relationship with us is from sin to sin. And also from the disobedient to disobedient. But when Christ Jesus came to the world, that's not the way. And this source of the new life comes to us. And the new representative comes to us.
新的盼望也来
了 and a new hope also comes to us.
这个新生命的源流怎么样把新的盼望带给我们
and this source of the new life how does it bring this life to us
因为他在神面前亚当在神面前就完全不一样
because he's totally different when standing before God him and Adam
耶稣基督是绝对顺从上帝
that Christ Jesus is absolutely obedient to God
耶稣基督就成为所有信神的人一个顺从最好的榜
and also he become the example of the best example of all people who are obedient to God.
亚当的罪临到了所有的人
because the sin of Adam come to all people.
因为我们在他的代表性里面，我们都是罪人
because in his representation, we are all sinners.
所以死就因为罪的缘故临到所有犯罪的人
and death because of sin come to everyone who has sinned.
我们既然从亚当的代表性承受了罪性
So since from the representativeness of Adam, we have this sinful nature.
我们的罪性就产生了罪的果子。
And our sinful nature produces the results of sin.
所以我们每一个人都犯了罪。
So all of us have sin.
我们每一个人都应当受上帝的审判。
And all of us should be judged by God.
但是你说为什么上帝审判亚当，连子孙都要审判呢？
Then you ask, why is that God that condemned Adam and also he judged all his descendants?
是不是因为我的原罪也是神？使我一定要受审判的原因
Is it because my original sin also subject me to this judgment?
圣经给我们看到原罪是因代表性而来的
And the Bible allow us to see that we have original sin It is because of representativeness
但是圣经没有告诉我们神的审判是因为原罪所带来的罪性
But the Bible never tells us that we are judged because of this original sin that we have from Adam
所以圣经告诉我们那人要按照他所行的或善或恶来受神的审判。
But the Bible says that God judges us according to our own conduct, whether it's good or whether it's evil.
因为我们的行为，我们就受审判。
And because of our conduct, we have been judged.
那么这样的基督到世界上来的时候
，So when Christ Jesus come to the world,
他成为第二个代表。
He become the second representative.
也是末后的一个代表。
And the last representative.
换句话说，除了这两个代表之外。人类没有第三个代表。
In other words, except these two representatives, man does not have a third representative.
如果你不是在亚当里。
If you're not in Adam,
你就是在基督里。
You must be in Christ.
你不是在罪的源流里面。
If you're not in the source of sin,
你就是在义的源流里面。
And also in the stream of righteousness.
罪是从不顺从的产生出来。
And sin comes from disobedience.
义是从顺从里面产生。
And righteousness comes from obedience.
耶稣基督对神的顺从。
And Christ Jesus, he was obedient to God.
就成为我们能顺从神的一个根基。
And also become the foundation for us to be able to obey to God.
耶稣基督对神的顺从。
And also the obedient Christ Jesus to God,
成为我们信的人所有的人的真正的榜样
and become the true example of those who believe in God.
基督是真正的义者
so Christ Jesus is the true righteous one.
义者替代了肉身到世间 做人成为真正的义人。
And also a true righteous man take the form of the flesh and become a true righteous man.
因亚当我们都成为罪人。
And because of Adam, we all become sinners.
我们因基督都要成为义人。
But in Christ Jesus, we become a righteous man.
亚当的罪性临到了我们的身上。
And the sinful nature of Adam come to us.
基督的义性也照样临到我们的身上。
And also the righteous nature of Christ Jesus also come to us.
所以叫因信耶稣基督，我们就被称为义的意思。
And that's why it is called that because we believe in Jesus Christ, we are justified.
上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来。
And that's why it is said that the righteousness of God in this gospel is being manifested.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
就是耶稣基督身上，我们才真正看见神的义。
That is in Christ Jesus Himself that we truly see the righteousness of God.
在任何一个人的身上，我们都看不见神的义。
In all other persons, we cannot see the righteousness of God.
我们只看见人的罪。
We cannot see man's sin.
耶稣基督成为人类的第二个代表。
And Christ Jesus became the second representative of mankind.
他的身上有神的义。
Upon him, there's the righteousness of God.
他有义者的生命。
And also is the life of a righteous one.
他有义者的生活。
Also the life of a righteous one.
基督就以义的行为。
And Christ Jesus with a manifestation of righteousness.
成为神对人类的代表。
And also become the representative of a man to God.
向我们显明上帝的义。
And he manifests righteousness of God to us.
耶稣基督要在神面前代表我们，向神显明我们要怎样靠着他来称义。
And also before God, Christ Jesus want to manifest to us how can we call righteous before God.
Jesus Christ represents God to us to show us the righteousness of God. And Jesus Christ represents us before God to show our repentance, our obedience, and our faith will be justified. 我们因信的缘故，我们就被称义了。
So because of faith, we can be justified.
所以由亚当到我们的关系是罪到罪的关系。
So from Adam to our relationship is from sin to sin.
基督与我们的关系是因为信义至信的关系。
But the relationship of Jesus Christ to us is from faith to faith.
当我们信基督的时候，
When we believe in Jesus，
也就是把我们的顺从放在他。
Which in our obedience is put into His obedience to God.
耶稣基督对父神的顺从，成了一切顺从之人得救的根基。
The obedience of Christ Jesus to God the Father becomes the source and foundation of all our salvation in obedience to God.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这样基督的生命，就因为我们最大的信临到我们的身上。
So Christ Jesus' life because of our faith come to us.
基督的义，也因为我们最大的信临到我们的身上。
And the righteousness of Jesus Christ because of our faith in Him also come to us.
有关于因信称义的道理。
So from faith to faith.
我们在罗马书第二章、第三章、第四章会越讲越清楚下去。
We'll explain more clearly from chapter 2, 3, and 4 in the book of Romans.
我们第二堂就谈到了代表性的问题。
So in the second session, we talk about the representativeness.
今天我们第三次谈到因为信义至于信的时候。
This is the third session whereby we expound from faith to faith.
我们就要把这个信心的等式，在一个信心的程序做一个分布来讲了。
So we want to expound on the order and the aspect and process of faith.
由于信义至于信。
From faith to faith.
就变成一个 层次,
it become a process.
从一个起初的层次进到一个更丰满的层次。
From the original state of process, it become a more complete process.
那起初的层次里面有起初的信心。
And the original state have had original faith.
在长进的过程中间有另外一种更丰满的信心。
In the process of growth, is there a more complete and rich faith.
所以这个叫由于信义至于信。
And that's called from faith to faith.
所以这一方面我们要思想信到底是什么呢？
So we have to explore what is my faith.
信是对神真理的回应。
Faith means you want to respond to the truth of God.
对神的回应是决定我们永恒的位分的一个很重要的原则。
The response to God become a principle that decides our future eternal life before the Lord.
我曾经对你们讲， man is what he reacts before God.
人成为怎样的人，乃是在神面前怎样的回应。一个人对神的回应如何？ How men react to God?
就决定他永恒永世中间的生命如何。
Will decide what kind of life he has eternally.
一个人对神的启示回应如何。
And how men react to God's revelation.
就决定他对神的真理的了解如何。
And also will decide how much he understand about the truth of God.
一个人对神的呼召的回应如何。
And also a man's response to the calling of God.
就决定他以后的侍奉如何。
Will decide in the future how that he serves.
一个人对神的家的回应如何。
And how a person responds on to the hope of God.
就决定他基督徒教会生活如何。
And also we decide what kind of life he has in the church.
一个人对神托付他在地上的工作忠心的程度如何。
And how faithful a man responds to the God, and trusts the ministry.
就决定他在永恒中间他属灵的生命的价值如何。
We also decide the value of his eternal life spiritually before the Lord.
每次当神向我们提示一些事的时候。
So every time when God, call to us.
当上神对我们传讲他的真理的时候。
So when he preached the gospel to us.
当神呼召我们的时候。
When he called us.
当神把机会给我们的时候。
When he gave the opportunity.
我们要非常谨慎我们用怎样的态度来回应神。
We must be very careful when an attitude adopts to respond to God.
因为你是谁是决定你对神是怎样的回应。
Because who are you is decided by how you react to God.
当一个人抗拒神的时候。
When a man resists God.
他不是抗拒神他就是放弃自己永远的机会。
He is not resisting God, but rather he renounces his own eternal opportunity.
当一个人拒绝神的恩典的时候。
When a man rejects God's grace.
他不但是拒绝神的恩典是放弃自己永远灵魂得救的。
Not only that he rejects God's grace, he also gives up his own opportunity to be saved.
所以对神的回应。
So your response to God.
是我们一生里面最应当严肃谨慎注意的一件事情。
It's something we've got to pay attention, be serious in our life.
求主怜悯我们。
Pray that God will help us.
从这个角度我们来看信与神的启示的回应之间的
关系。On this perspective, we want to see the relationship of faith to respond of God's truth.
Relationship of our faith as a response to the revelation of God. 那这个神的启示，我们的回应就成信心。对神的表现是什么
So the revelation of God, how we respond in faith also will decide that what kind of faith we have.
这件事情上就有了亚伯拉罕成为人类最伟大的一个代表。
Upon this, Abraham became the greatest representative of mankind.
所以圣经告诉我们亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
And that's why the Bible says that Abraham is the father of faith.
一切凡有信心的人他们在信心里面过的生活都使他们成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And all those who have faith in the life of faith become the descendants of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是我们信心之父。
Abraham becomes the father of faith.
为什么这么讲呢
Why?
因为他对神的回应是最完整最诚实也是最贯彻始终的
Because his response to God is most perfect, most complete and most consistent.
亚伯拉罕不像我们他从来没有念过罗马书
Abraham is not like us, he never read the book of Romans.
亚伯拉罕不像我们他从来没有机会买过马太福音
He also never have a chance to buy the book of Matthew.
亚伯拉罕从来没有看过圣经
He never read the Bible.
为什么呢
Why?
因为那个时候的启示跟摩西的五经连第一个字都还没有吃下
Because even the Pentateuch that's given to Moses has not been given yet.
亚伯拉罕是在圣经被启示以前很久的时候
Because Abraham was living the time which is very far away from the revelation of the Bible.
那么如果照圣经的总原则信道是从听到来的
So if according to the principle of the Bible that you believe because you hear the gospel.
圣经又告诉我们亚伯拉罕是信心之父
And also the Bible tells us that Abraham is the father of faith.
他竟然是从来没有读过圣经从来不知道这本全本新旧约上帝道的一个人怎么会建立他的信心
But he is the one who have never read the Bible, the word of God in the Bible. How can he establish faith?
当神的道我还没有被记在启示成的文字以前
Even before the word of God is being revealed and written into the book
神的话个别对某一些人讲了
The word of God the individual is spoken to different persons
亚伯兰听见神的呼召的时候
So when Abraham heard the calling of God
他就马上绝对顺服的回应上
So immediately in obedience he responded
当亚伯兰听见上帝给他的应许的时候
When he heard about the promise from God
他就绝对没有辩论的接受神
And without any debate, he accepted the promise of God.
这样上帝对亚伯拉罕讲一句，亚伯拉罕就信一句。
So with one sentence, God spoke to him, he believed in one sentence.
上帝对亚伯拉罕讲一段，他就信一段。
And with a paragraph that God spoke to him, he believed in one paragraph.
所以我们说亚伯拉罕对神的回应是很完备的。
So we see the response of this Abraham to God is very full.
亚伯拉罕对神的这个顺从是很绝对。
And to obedient to God is very absolute.
亚伯兰对神的顺从是贯彻始终的
And also his obedience to God is very consistent
所以呢从神对他说话
So at the time when God spoke to him
直到他年老的时候
And until when he was old
都有一个同样 贯彻始终的原则，绝对顺从神，没有一声狡辩。
He has a very consistent faith to God and response to God. He never debates and argues with God.
因为他信神。
Because he believes in God.
他信神是活的。
And believes that God is living God.
他信神是真神。
That God is a true God.
他信神的话是可靠的。
And that the word of God is reliable.
他信神是不改变的。
And God will never change himself.
亚伯拉罕的信心就使他对神的回应是何等的透彻。
So because of the faith of Abraham, his response to God is also so perfect.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这样当我们每一个人说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙的时候，
So when we say we are descendant of Abraham,
我们就剩下自己，我们有没有像亚伯拉罕对神有这种信心的回应？
Then we got to examine ourselves. Do we respond to God as what Abraham had done?
亚伯拉罕听神一句话，他就信一句话。
With a statement that God has spoken to him, Abraham believed and he responded.
今天的信多的基督徒看见神千千万万句话，每一句他都没有好好去想。
And so many Christians, they have read many statements from God, but never think carefully.
所以我们的生活没有改变。
So our life not changed.
我们的灵性没有长进。
Our spirituality never grow.
我们的行为没有赐人得福。
Our conduct never bless others.
因为我们自己对神的话没有信，没有顺从，也没有回应。
Because we ourselves do not believe in the word of God, do not respond to it.
亚伯拉罕是所有人信心之父。
And Abraham is the father of all believers.
因为他对神的回应。
Because his response to God is good.
那么神的启示到底要我们回应什么呢？
What kind of a response God wants us in this revelation?
神启示要我们知道他是活着的神。
God reveals so that we can know that he is a living God.
神另外的启示要我们知道他是施恩的神。
Another revelation of God wants us to know that he is the giver of grace.
这样我们看见神的启示可以分成两个大的范围。
So we can see the revelation of God can be divided into two big categories.
第一个范围就是叫做普遍的启示。
The first is called a common revelation.
普遍的启示就在他神所创造的自然界里面蕴藏在其中，彰显在我们无言无语的这个观察的中间。
Oh, it's called a general revelation which reveals in the whole creation of God is considered in that.
将神就把他的智慧，把他的能力都蕴藏在他所造的万有的中间。
So God's power and wisdom is now being hidden in his creation.
当你看见一朵花的时候，
When you see a flower,
你看见一条虫的时候，
When you see a worm,
你用显微镜看一个细胞的时候，
When you microscope to examine a cell,
你会看见神的智慧在其中。
You can see the wisdom of God is hidden there.
你会看见神的这一个系统在其中。
You can see the system of God is there.
你看见神的这个设计在其中。
You can see the reality of God there.
这个设计这个事情对成品来说，我们很多人是不注意的。
To this reality, many times we don't understand.
We cannot understand very deeply from the product about the design. 但是那些真正研究过设计学的人，
But those who truly study design,
他呢很注意到一个东西变成成品要经过多少的心血，多少的思想，多少智慧的发明。
They see that they need a lot of wisdom and also thinking when a product becomes a product from design.
为什么有一些礼堂这个声音乱七八糟的？
Why is that some hall is not good in acoustics?
用了很多很多的 speaker 还听不清楚。
And they use many speakers, they cannot hear clearly.
为什么这个礼堂只有两个 speaker, 每一个地方都听清楚？
Why is that in this hall there's only two speakers, you can listen very clearly in every corner?
你没有注意。
You never pay attention.
你从来没有注意这个事情。
You never pay attention.
是的，我今天讲这个事情了。
So when I say this,
你是啊，只有两个 speaker.
Oh, you realize there only two speakers.
我们教会里面七八个还是乱七八糟。
Why there's seven or eight?
为什么呢？
So chaotic.
这里面有心血在里面。
Because they are thinking.
这地方建的时候尺寸多少要有计划。
Because even the measurement of this the hall has been planned.
这个地方建的时候用什么材料要有计划。
And even what kind of material is being used.
这地方做好了有这个要有多大的电力来发电出来的扬声器，这个要有计划。
And also how much power, electrical power must use is being calculated.
这个扬声器放在什么地方要有计划。
And even the speaker where is it placed it must be designed.
我这个人是很注重设计的人。
And I'm the one who places emphasis on design.
所以我自己设计了几个大礼堂。
So I have designed a few halls.
我设计了一些建筑物。
And some are these buildings.
我用一个能做1300人的礼堂， and, 就用两个小小的 speaker.
And also a hall that can accommodate about 1300 people, I use only two small speakers.
那一天牧师打电话给我。
And that day when the pastor called me.
汤姆斯，你能不能过来？
He said, Pastor Tom, can you come?
今天要装 speaker.
Because today we want to fix the speaker.
应当用几个？
How many?
应当装在哪里
？And where?
你过来看好不好
？You come and see.
那天我很忙，但我知道这个事情很重要。
I was very busy on that day, but I know this is very important.
所以我就打电话取消了其他的。我说好，我马上来。
So I canceled other assignment. I came.
因为那个礼拜堂是我设计的。
Because I designed that hall.
所以我自己跑去看。
So I went there observe myself.
一到那个大礼拜堂
，When I was in that sanctuary,
这里从音响公司带了16个大的 speaker.
They brought 16 big speakers.
他说够不够
？They said it's enough.
我说太多了。
I said too many.
那你想应该几个呢
？How many?
我们要装这里、这里、这里。我说全部给我放下来。
I said put down all the places you desire you want to put.
从这个角度来讲，只需要两个 speaker.
I said from the perspective here, you need two speakers.
挂在哪里
？Where?
我说你可以挂在高的地方
，put in high place.
就度差30度
，and also about 30 degrees difference，
两个有点交叉的形象。
They have the intersection，
他们摇摇头。
They shake their head。
我们音响公司从来没有这样做法的。
Our acoustic company never do such manner。
有的人还对我说，我们是外国来的。
There's some they said I'm a foreigner。
我们是根据什么学什么学的。
So according to what school that we plan。
我心里说，好，你什么学什么，你先听我的话。
I said you listen to me first。
所以把两个一装上去了。
So we fix two speakers。
我叫他们一个向下，一个向上一点点。
And one turning down, one a little bit lift up。
有一个要对着阁楼上面的人。
Because one have to face even the amphitheater。
一个对着下面的人。
And one to the below，
他们很奇怪，怎么这样装法
？So they were surprised. How can they fix it in that way？
怎么只有两个呢
？How what can they do？
装好了以后呢
？After they fix it，
我把声音开起来
，and I turn on the volume，
每个地方坐看看
，and I sat at every place to see。
他们吓了一跳，什么地方都听清楚了。
They were surprised because every corner listened very clearly。
这么大的礼堂
，such a big hall，
只用两个 Bose speaker 就可以了
，only two Bose speaker。
所以他们做不成生意，14个带回家。
So they brought 14 of them。
啊，他们大概很失望了。
So they were very disappointed。
那个汤默斯在我赚不了钱了。
So Stephen told me that I can't make any money。
这个大礼堂要做一笔大生意，现在做不起。
This big hall has to make some money。
我告诉你
，I tell you，
最会设计的
，those who are the best in design，
是谁呀
？Who？
是神。
God，
你知道吗？鸡蛋壳。
The shell of an egg
是用物理学来算，用最少颜料产生最大的张力和抵抗力的那一个，这个是最伟大的事情。
In the theory of physics, it uses least material and least tension and also the extension.
鸡蛋壳很薄的
，It's very thin in the shell of an egg.
鸡蛋壳很轻的
，and very light.
用的材料很少的
，and very little material.
可以把那个整个蛋里面那个这个涌来涌去，这个流来流去的流体保护的好好的。你这样大的一个人，把鸡蛋放在你手里，把它压，你很难压破的。
And even to protect the liquid inside, also you cannot press and break the egg.
就物理学家用力学算出来。
And also the theory of physics.
这个弧度要从几度到几度产生最大的力量。
And what were the arcs that we have in order to produce the greatest strength?
当他们把答案提出来的时候
，When they brought out the answer,
再用鸡蛋壳来算。发现神就是用那个力量来做这件
事。And also see from the egg shell, they see that such is the way God designed.
所以我刚才讲一句话
，I said a statement just now.
你不习惯从成品注重设计。
It's very seldom you use a product to place emphasis on design.
你把成品当作本来就是这样吗
？Because the cheap product is just a product.
有什么奇怪呢
？There's still something.
我从小到现在看见了。
I've seen it since I'm young.
我早就知道了。
I know it.
所以你没有感到什么奇怪的。
So you don't feel it very amazing.
但你自己去做的时候。
But when you do it yourself.
你自己去想的时候。
You want to think it yourself.
你自己去设计的时候。
Then you want to design yourself.
你才知道有这么伟大的东西已经成品了。
You see that this great thing is even a product.
神所创造的事。
What God has created.
那你说这个跟以信什么关系
？From faith to faith, what kind of relationship?
很有关系。
Yes, there is.
因为在成品中间。
Because in the product.
没有可以比上帝所创造的事物。
Nothing can be compared to the creation of God.
所以你不可能不相信有上帝的存在。
So there's no way for you to deny that God exists.
神所创造的
，what God created，
就是你信心必须要承认的第一步。
It's something in the first step we want to take in the faith.
这个信心的第一个层次。
And the first order of faith.
由于这种信。
From this kind of faith,
进到对耶稣基督拯救我的信，叫做由于信你自己。
And you enter into the kind of faith that Christ Jesus saved us.
那么这最基本的信心是什么
？What's this basic faith?
最原初的、最原始的、最基础的信心是什么
？This most primitive, most fundamental faith. What kind of faith is this?
就是对神普遍启示回应的信心。
That is a faith that responds to the general revelation of God.
什么叫做对神？ 普遍启示所回应的信心的。
What do you mean the faith that responds to the general revelation of God?
从神伟大的设计
，from the greater design of God，
是隐藏的智慧
，and also the wisdom is hidden。
我们知道神是存在的
，we know that God exists。
这位神是又智慧又向人显明他能力的上帝
，and this God is a God who is all wise, also who manifests power to us。
如果你从来没有研究过设计学
，if you have never studied design before。
很不容易欣赏人是用多少心血在产生那种伟大的事情。
Then you want to appreciate how much design is putting it to design a man.
人类呢，从这个声音的复制
，and a product copy of sound,
reproduction of sound 就是把留声机留了声再放出来的留声机
，and also the programmer to retain the sound and then produce it.
收音机。
As a radio,
哪边有音，这边放出来就收音。
So you receive the wave and then you broadcast it.
播音机
，and also the speaker.
这个是叫做 microphone.
Just called microphone.
这个就是很小的收音的吸音机。
It is a very small thing that receives a sound.
它里面有个 membrane.
There's a membrane.
这个很厚的膜，可以在一秒钟里面震动两万次。
And this small membrane in 1 second it can vibrate for 20,000 times.
所以你的声音。
So your voice
播出来的时候
，when it's being broadcast，
会像你的声音。
It will be like your voice。
因为你低音的时候
，because when you speak in bass，
几百个。当你高音的时候
，when you speak in high pitch，
一秒钟几千次
，and also a few thousand times。
你更高音的时候
，and even higher tone over the ladies，
超过五六千次
，and 5,000 or 6,000 times。
提琴最高的声音
，with the violin the highest pitch，
会超过一万五千次
，maybe 15,000 times，
它都可以吸收了。
It can receive it，
所以它收的越敏感。
So the more sensitive it receives，
就可以把原来的声音放过得更准确。
And very high fidelity to the sound。
那设计的人从起初就用很多的心血才设计出来。
And the one who designed had put much in designing。
一个成品在我手中。
So a product in my hand，
我不能够说啊本来就是这个。
I cannot say well it is so。
你说本来没有这个。
Because it originally you don't have that product，
有人把它做
，but someone produce it，
他会做，我也会做。
Well, he can do, I can do it.
你是跟人家做的
，but you imitate others，
你是照抄的。
You want a copy，
你是 copy，
you copy，
你是照人家已经设计了来做的。
You copy someone's design，
那没有什么特别。
That's not something wonderful。
原先的设计的思想就了不起。
But the original design is wonderful。
到了1959年的时候
，in 1959，
人就懂得怎样用这个不同的 speaker 把几种这个繁杂的不同方位的声音把它重播出来。
Men know how to use a different speaker to reproduce a different kind of voices.
这英文叫做 stereo.
That's called stereo.
那么中文呢不知道 stereo 是什么意思，所以我们把它翻译声力声。
声力声 stereo，
你自己身体好像经历在那个现场的声音叫声力声。
It's like physically you experience in that original setting。
就做了 speaker 这么久了
，so after you produce this speaker for such a long time，
1959年才开始有声力声。
Only in 1959 they produce stereo。
第一次声力声的 speaker 出来的时候
，when the first time stereo speaker came，
声力声的这个唱针。
And also this
stylus 声力声的收音机留声机
radio
声力声的这个录音机
and also the tape recorder
声力声的扩音机出来的时候
and also the loudspeaker
你把你放在一个地方
will you put in a certain place
这个特别的地方你听的时候
and this special place when you listen to
你眼睛闭起来
you close your eyes
不然你就看见整个交响又在你的面前
you as if you see the whole orchestra before you
提琴在你的左边
and the violin is here
鼓在你的右边
and the drum is on the right
喇叭比较后面
and the trumpet is at the back
不唱比较前面
and the solo is before
这里一个人唱唱唱因为喇叭哒哒哒从后面出来了
and the trumpet comes from the back
不然就轻轻拉出来打鼓蹦在那边
and the violin is here the drum is there
你说我从来没有听见这个
I've never experienced that
怎么会把许多不同的地方都把它建出来了
the sound that comes from different positions how can be reproduced
哎呀这个设计的人很厉害、啊、
the one who designed it is wonderful
stereo sound
the stereo sound
就是 one of the greatest achievement of the audio
是这个声音音响的最伟大的一个发明。
现在你们还看到什么 theater 这个是 effect。
Now we can see a theater effect.
THX 用五个 speaker，
five speakers，
两个前面，
and two in the front，
两个后面，
two at the back，
一个中间，
one in the center。
所以飞机飞，呜，在你头上飞了。
So when the plane flies, you can see this swirling。
怎么可能呢？
How is possible？
现在不是， 不是这样的，就绕过去。为什么呢？
It's not isolated, but it's around.
因为他们有很深的思想才想出来的。
Because they're very deep thinking, then they can produce it.
两个 speaker,
two speakers,
会把 stereo 把它表现出来。
Produce stereo.
1959年才开始。
You produce only 1959.
但是上帝呢，创造亚当的时候，给你的耳朵就 stereo.
But God created Adam for the gift of stereo because of 2 years.
上帝不是给你一个耳朵在这边听。
God never give me a ear.
他给你两个
two,
而且这耳朵外面这个软骨
and the soft bone here,
使你这个里面的音回来回去到里面，你知道从哪里来的。
So even the resonance will come, you know where it does come.
我告诉你，你知道成品，你不懂设计。
You know the product, but you cannot design.
当你懂得设计的时候，
when you know how to design,
你奇怪怎么会做这样的耳朵出来。
You feel very amazing. How can they produce these 2 years?
人类科学这么进步。
And how advanced science is.
如果你叫安善设计耳朵，可能他就是给你一个圆圆的东西放上去就行。
And maybe ask Einstein to design 2 years, he put something which is round.
这个肉呢是这样转来转去的。
You know that the design here is a curving.
而且做好了以后用软骨。
And use soft ears.
为什么呢？
Why?
我用硬骨你睡觉，明天灌了就很难灌。
Because if you have a bone, then when you sleep, you break it.
所以你的设计好不好啊？
So isn't that 好不好啊？
眼睛两个闭子在中间，好不好啊？
And two eyes here, but one nose.
如果眼睛一个，两个闭子在旁边，好不好啊？
With one eye, but two nose at the side.
你看东看西都看不见了。
因为
两个闭子把你挡住了。
Because two nose
在中间。
It's right in the center.
这个世界好得不得了。
Good design.
啊，这个鼻子纵向下不向上，好不好？
As the nose,
很好啊。
Down and up.
如果向上，每次下雨你就伤风了。
If not, every time when it rains, you get a catch cold.
眉毛在上面，不在下面，好不好？
And the eyebrows
are down
here.
如果眉毛在下面，下雨你就水灾了。
Because if the eyebrow is here, every time you get a flood.
所以我如果再讲下去，
if I continue to say,
我讲几十个钟头都讲不完了。
Tens of thousands of hours can finish.
But 我不是告诉你这个证明上帝，不是。
But I'm not telling you this proof they got.
如果我说这些证明上帝的话，那我就回到我自己所讲的错误，有以证以至于信。
If I were to say this proof God existed, then I come back to the fact that from evidence to faith.
那你说如果这些不是证明是什么呢？
If all these are not evidence, what are they?
这是显明。不是证明。
This only manifest, not the proof.
显明是神显出来的。
It is only manifested by God.
证明是人证上去。
It is not proven by man from down to up.
既然在总原则的方法论拒绝了由以证以至于信的这个途径。
So from a principle methodology, we disagree with from evidence to faith.
这样的我们就要知道这是神先显明，然后我们就在这里产生了初步的信心。
It is because God first manifests, then it produces the first step of faith.
显明是神本的。
God also got manifest, and that's God center.
The manifestation is theocentric. 证明是人本的。
And if a man's proving, that's a human centric.
So evidence is anthropocentric. Manifestation is theocentric. 神本的
whether it's a theocentric,
表示神自己愿意给我们明白。
We say God himself is willing to manifest.
很奇妙的事情。
But strange enough,
为什么同样有创造？
Why is it the same creation?
同样这样奇妙的设计。
And this is a very wonderful design.
只有人可以明白呢。
That man can understand.
猫不能明白
，that cat cannot。
狗不能明白
，that a dog can。
有没有一只狗看看天空？哎呀，这个太阳真奇妙。
And with the dog and the stars,
有没有
？After that, it's so wonderful。
没有的
，no。
只有人
，only man。
为什么呢
？Why？
人是被造成为对神启示唯一能反应的物。
Man is the only created being that can respond to the creation of God.
Great. Man is the only.Being to have a response to the creation of God. 感谢上帝。所以神创造就是为人的。
So God creates for the sake of mankind.
你今天听了这些，你看真的很奇妙。哇，一听就奇妙。我告诉你，如果刚才你带一只狗来，它一点都不奇妙，它莫名其妙。
So the more you listen, the more you feel wonderful. But a dog that you brought will not feel it's wonderful.
这很奇妙，真的很奇妙。
So this is wonderful.
你活的时候
，when you alive，
每一秒钟都是神迹。
Every second is a miracle.
你接触的每一件事
，and everything you come into contact，
都是神奇妙的设计。
It is the very wonderful design of God.
这些设计伟大到一个地步。
All this is so great and marvelous.
最新的科学
，and even the most advanced science，
只能复制
，can only copy，
什么叫复制呢？
What am I copying?
我们要 cloning 羊出来。
It's a cloning 复制的。
哇，你的科学很厉害，可以创造羊了。
Is it
没有 copy?
Is it science so advanced because they can clone sheep?
好像
copying，
好像你 copy 一个 Rolex 这个手表还是 copy， 不是真的。
Just like you copy a Rolex watch, it's still copy。
没有什么厉害的。
Nothing great。
真的就是真的。
The true is the true。
Copy 就是 copy。
And a copy is a copy。
真的是神所造的。
And the original is
created by God。Copy 是人做出来的。
A copy is created by man。
绝对不能相同的。
It cannot be absolutely the same。
Copy 没有创造性的智慧在里面。
Because in copying, there's no created wisdom here。
Copy 只有复制性的智慧在里面。
Only the wisdom of copying。
我家里有一张图啊。
I have a picture in my home。
是中国大陆北京大这个艺术大学里面一个这个毕业生画的。
And one of the graduates from the Beijing's art school。
可惜的，他是模仿，是 copy 法国一个大图画家所画出来的。
But actually, it was just a copy of a great French artist。
他模仿什么呢
？What did he
模仿 Monet 的巴黎的一个街景图画。
And he was copying Monet, one of the scenery in the street on the front.
Copy 的相当好
，quite good copy.
所以我要买
，so I bought it.
我知道这个是 copy.
I knew it was copy.
这个 copy 我挂在那边的时候，我一看 so, 我就发现不同地方在哪里。
When I hang this copy there, I look at it, I know where's the difference.
原画
，the original painting.
光线的洗礼
，and also the baptism of lighting.
这个名词全世界没有一本书用，是我自己发明的。